insane to get better or stay the same. Tonight I'd just like to share with you a few thoughts that I recently received from a collegiate swimmer that I'm rehabbing in the clinic. She broke her wrist and she saw one of the surgeons that I work with, and they sent her over, and I've been working with her for about 8 weeks. So as many of you all know, I ran in college, and I was a college athlete just like she was. And so we had some time to sit around and talk about, you know, some of our experiences, I guess you would say. So we were reminiscing about some of the sayings that, you know, our coaches would say, or the shirts that they would wear. Some of them were kind of funny. Some of them were pretty motivational. And some of them you just can't forget. But one day she told me that this was one of the most memorable sayings that she had ever heard from one of her coaches. Train like you're insane to get better, or stay the same. Now, if you feel comfortable with this, I know some people aren't necessarily comfortable participating in a talk like this, but I would ask you to close your eyes just for a minute. And I want you to think about the last time that you did this in your spiritual life. Maybe when you became a Christian, you had some questions that you needed answered. So you are willing to stay up late, maybe all night, studying God's Word, trying to find the answer, wanting to change, not just being satisfied with staying the same. Maybe you were helping convert someone else, someone you cared about, maybe a friend, a family member, maybe a complete stranger. They had questions that you didn't have answers to. Maybe you've never felt this way. Maybe you've never wanted to change in your spiritual life. Now open your eyes. Let me challenge you tonight to examine some simple scriptures that I hope will motivate you. Maybe light your fire just a little bit. Not only to sit around and observe in your Christian walk or participate as a Christian, but I hope that maybe some of these thoughts tonight will help you train and run in such a way as to win the prize. In 1 Corinthians 9, Paul said, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified." In Hebrews 12, the writer there says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God." In Isaiah 40, "He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Paul said in 1 Timothy 4, "For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come." Paul tells us not to just finish the race. I think this is something that's oftentimes overlooked in Christianity. He tells us to run in such a way as to win the prize. That is tough. That is not easy. You know, looking around, even up front here, we've got some guys wearing Kentucky shirts. If I asked everyone in this audience, if you watched the game last night, raise your hand. I bet a lot of people would raise their hand. But then if I asked, how many people have ever run a race? Maybe a 5K, a 10K. Half marathon. Some people would raise their hand, but probably not as many as watched the UK game last night. And then if I asked, Raise your hand if you've ever won a race. I bet there would not be very many people here that have ever won a race. Paul tells us to run our Christian race in such a way as to win the prize. I would challenge you tonight not just to be a spectator. It's easy to sit and watch sports. It's so easy to do that. It's easy to sit and watch Philip get up here and preach. It's easy to sit and watch other people do the work that God wants us to do. So let me ask you tonight, are you winning the Christian race? Or are you staying the same? Are you comfortable with staying the same? This is something that is very, it just tugs on your heart a little bit to think about that. And maybe some of you here tonight are even losing ground. And that to me is sad. God's plan of salvation is very easy. He wants us to hear His word. He wants us to believe it. He wants us to repent, to change, confess. And He tells us in His word that baptism now saves us. So whatever state you're in tonight, consider what God wants us to do. He would only want us to give our very best, to run in such a way as to win. So if there's any way that we can help you tonight, then come now.